104.3 Jam, Chicago's number one for throwbacks. Ed Lover Morning Show. If you're just joining us, I was telling y'all before that Jen got a monkey on her shoulder behind something. Now, Jen, tell everybody what it is.
I really do. So there's this prominent rapper. His name is 21 Savage. And this story is more about immigration and being detained by ICE than it is about
a famous rapper. Is this the same 21 Savage that was connected to, what's old girl's name? Jeez.
I'm thinking about the Drake song.
Amber Rose. Thank you, Krista. Amber Rose. He was connected to Amber Rose, and everybody know who Amber Rose is. Okay, now go ahead with your story.
Exactly. So he's been in this country since he was a minor. He came here with his family, whether he was 5 or 14. I can't find that in the news. Mm-hmm. But he was detained by ICE on overstaying his visa, and he was targeted by ICE. So I feel a certain way about it because he's done a lot of good in his community. He's been in Atlanta, right? He has children born here, too. So you think someone of his status could have some protection. So it instilled a little fear in me, and I wonder if immigrants...
He also got a few felonies.
Right, which were expunged,
don't forget that.
Though. Well, the news said they were expunged. And
okay.
He is trying to live a good life. He does a lot in his community that's really good.
He did a lot in his community that was pretty bad, too. He ain't got, like, one arrest.
Well, this is what's scary.
Arrests.
Okay, he has children here in the U.S. If he's detained and he is banned from the U.S., he's banned for 10 years and he can't come back here. And he was trying to get another visa. I know he's here illegally, not on a visa, but don't just detain him and then create all these scare tactics. You know what that means to me? If someone sees that and they think, well, I'm not even 21 Savage, what's going to happen to me? And I'm not here legally, right? I'm trying to work to get my visa renewed, but I'm not. That just means to me that the regular schmegular person isn't going to get the help they need.
So I understand where you're coming from.
That's what bothers me more than the story, because I used to work in not-for-profit, right? And we have a program called WIC for women, infant, and children. And we saw our immigrant numbers go down because of the fear of all the stories about ICE and getting detained. Because you have children born here and you can't get the help you need for your family because you're scared. And
right.
That's what this story is about, more so than 21 Savage.
So you're more so worrying about the people who can't afford to do what they need to do. In the case of 21 Savage, he pretty much knew his visa was run out and he was still just lurking around when he had the means and the money to go get his visa done in ample enough time. His visa ran out, I think, according to the newspaper, like 2014 or 2015. It's 2019.
Right.
And
but
he
I
had
think
the means.
They targeted him for a reason to make a statement.
Because it's 21 Savage.
It's 21 Savage, so it's a big story. So that sets
and
an example,
on the,
a precedence.
I understand on the other side what you're saying is you're worrying about them starting to target people. When you start targeting people, then we have a problem because people that are not of means of 21 Savage or any other celebrity does not have the money to go and do what they needed to do when he did have the money to do what he needed to. I dig where you're coming from with this one, Jim BT. It's the Ed Lover Morning Show.